The public will have its first chance to weigh in on a draft of the Syracuse Police Reform and Reinvention Plan Thursday. The plan builds upon what was already in the works over the summer in response to the community's demands for police accountability. WAER's Scott Willis reports.
Those demands were sparked by the deaths and abuse of African Americans at the hands of officers elsewhere in the country. At a recent committee meeting, Councillor Ronnie White Jr. wanted to know what demands made it into the plan.
Because if we're supposed to take this and then help approve upon it, I think it might be helpful to know specifically what these groups were asking for, you know, specifically who was there so that we can have our own individual conversations with them. Take that information and build upon what you already have presented to us.
Deputy Mayor Sharon Owens said demands from the People's Agenda are embedded in the plan, which is based on the mayor's executive order from June aimed at addressing the demands. But she says it shouldn't stop there.
It should always be modified. It should always be updated. It should always have a mechanism by which we're reviewing it. I had this conversation with Chief Buckner that there must be milestones added and benchmarks added. My perspective, and I'll take the ownership of this, is that to be able to do that efficiently, we need to get the feedback first.
That means from councilors, the public, and ultimately the governor's office. After the city began its internal review, Governor Cuomo issued his executive order calling on all police departments in the state to submit a reform plan by April with approval from the municipality's governing body. Chief Kenton Buckner says they're working with an agency on overhauling policies to meet 21st century thinking. That includes recruitment and hiring to increase diversity.
There's a lot of mistrust and misinformation on the part of the community about the hiring process. So we will have a panel of civilian Syracuse residents that will be a part of an interview panel that will interview the candidates near the end of the process.
Buckner says the community panel will be in place for the class of officers starting in July. The department has already made changes in how it responds to non-criminal calls per the mayor's executive order. Deputy Mayor Owen says to consider a call that came in for a 14-year-old threatening themselves.
Our police force contacted Liberty Resources, who has a crisis intervention team. The police department secures the location, make sure everyone is safe. That team came in and was able to counsel that individual because that's what they're trained to do.
The goal is to shift from primary police response to non-police professionals. The public hearing will be held virtually tomorrow at 5 p.m. via WebEx. The link is at syrgov.net in the calendar of events and public meetings. The plan can be viewed at ourcity.syrgov.net. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.